The hot potassium carbonate process for removing CO2 and H2S was developed back in the 1950s. Although the process was originally developed to remove CO2, it can also remove H2S if it is present along with CO2. The absorber physically absorbs the acid gases, and then the gases react chemically with the solution being recirculated. However, special designs are required if the H2S levels are to reach pipeline specifications, or the CO2 needs to be reduced to low levels.